the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new C Spire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new C Spire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. C Spire. Customer inspired.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
I'm Wally Dempsey. I own Carter's World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to April. We have a cool start today. Mostly sunny skies, high temperature in the middle 60s, a little breezy. Tonight, scattered showers, mostly late tonight, chilly, overnight low 44. Tomorrow, cloudy early, then becoming mostly sunny with a high in the upper 60s. I think we'll be down to 43 on Tuesday night, and then back to the mid-70s on Wednesday. That's a great day, Wednesday. And then rain returns on Thursday. The pollen count starting off this week in the very high range today, and just medium to high tomorrow. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Tumor's Corner. Have you heard it told? Every time we win, we've been known to rock and roll. Ain't nothing sweeter than Tumor's Lemonade. Down in the South, they got it made.
Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
And welcome to the big broadcast. Happy hour on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. I'm your gracious, occasionally truculent host, Greg Goodell, my title-like sidekick.
Joey.
He's here, too. And more ego.
And here they are.
Low energy yet?
Please clap.
War Eagle, indeed.
I'm not a basketball fan.
I'm not per a se. Huge
I don't know much about it.
Either. Yeah.
There's some stereotypes that go on in NBA and college basketball that I find interesting but difficult to discuss. But the game yesterday, and you know, I tuned in. I think Auburn was down 10 or 11. I thought, or they were down 9, and then Kentucky scored, and I said, okay, I'm a curse here, so I'll go away, because I wanted them to win. And then the halftime tie, and overtime. You almost think they're at a disadvantage in an overtime situation, but they just took that. Not even dramatic. 5-point lead, 9 seconds left. I like their chances. So we've got a Dunkin' and some predictathon going on in the game. Now, here's the thing. We're going to guarantee a $250 winner. It means you'll have a credit set up at any of the three Don Duncan locations. Because if nobody predicts the exact score, we're going to draw a name. And they'll be numbered in the order in which the predictions were made. So it's worth a moment of your time to go to my Facebook page. You don't have to be a friend. Just make a prediction. Who couldn't use $250 worth of tune-ups, whatever you need? Towards tires, you can use it any way you want.
I have ideas in my mind already. I'm not eligible, but I already have ideas for my car.
Gosh, my Rogue has a feature that comes on. It knows how long it's been since the oil was last changed. And it was on for 3 weeks before I was not feeling pretty well. So even something like that seemed like I just need to go home and go to bed.
I'm due to go by Don Duncan. I'm about 1,500 miles short of when I should change it, but I think I should do it before then. Get the full synthetic change.
You're mentally in tune with the Joey Mobile.
Oh, yeah. I love that thing.
So I decided I hadn't been downtown, and I realized how long it had been because I drove right past it. And been downtown for a number of years.
Yeah.
So I had to circle around on those one-way streets and go back. They brought me back here, 5 o'clock, knock on the door, here's your key. That's the kind of service they'll do for you at Don Duncan. So that's why it's great to team up with them. Great certified technicians and customer service, second to none. So make that prediction. 81, I'm a little bit disappointed. that there wasn't a more.
It's still early.
Yeah.
Game's not till Saturday, right?
Well, we wanted to catch the lightning in a bottle after the amazing win yesterday. And I think they could beat Virginia.
Yeah.
I really do. If they can beat Kentucky and freaking North Carolina, why not? Even with the guy injured, so.
I was really impressed with Auburn's point guard, Harper.
Yes.
That guy can ball, man.
There's another thing. Nobody's really made a connection. But 3 weeks ago, that area was hit by an incredibly destructive tornado with a large loss of life. And a basketball win is not going to fix anybody's house or bring anybody back from the dead, but it is a feel-good moment for an area that was so afflicted. So maybe they can channel that somehow, you know, do it for the whole east part of the state. And, you know, remember Beauregard or something. I don't know. It's, God, I heard an amazing story about somebody that was hit in that thing. A man who I think was in a trailer who was holding on to both of his sons, and he was only able to keep one. Mm-hmm. And you hear that, and it's just like that's the capriciousness of the storms. Those stories turn up every time. Remember my buddy Mickey telling me about his daughter in the April 27, 2011 thing in Tuscaloosa. And how the first building they could get into was the library, and had these narrow slit windows, old school architecture.
Yeah.
It was pretty thick glass, and they were looking out the window as that thing peeled cars off the road, out of the parking lot, some with people in them.
Man.
So, that's the way life is. Happy Monday.
Actually, happy Monday, yes.
Actually feeling the best I felt in a long time.
It's WrestleMania week, Greg.
Well, wait a minute. Wasn't that last week? Aren't they always having some?
No, it's the road mania to WrestleMania started after the Royal Rumble in January, but this upcoming Sunday is WrestleMania, showcase of the Immortals.
The Immortals.
Yes. Well, they're not literally immortal, but if you have glory on the great stage, you'll be remembered and thus immortal.
Glory.
Yeah.
On the great stage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do you remember Hulk Hogan slamming Andre the Giant, think WrestleMania 3?
No.
You don't remember that at all?
No.
You know who Hulk Hogan is, though?
Sure.
Right.
You know the whole story.
I do know the whole story, but you know who he is. In a way, he's immortal. You're not a fan at all. In fact, I think you have contempt and disdain for my beloved recreation.
No, I... Not...
You just find it silly. Look at Joey with his frivolous sporting.
With his flick of the wrist. I find it interesting that somebody of your intellectual stature has room for that in their overall body of...
Yeah.
Pleasures. You are not, based on what I've seen, you are not the typical wrestling fan.
Depends.
Most of them can't, who's that guy you're always, most of them can't pull an H.L. Mencken quote out of their head.
Kane, the now new mayor of Knox County, Tennessee.
Knox County, Tennessee.
Yeah, his real name's Glenn Jacobs, but he went by Kane, the Undertaker's brother. And everybody said that guy is freaking brilliant. He's read almost every book under the sun. That's why he probably became mayor. He's very, like, you meet him, and you're like, okay, this is number one, a massive man. I think he's like 6'10 something.
Uh-huh.
But he's brilliant and very gracious, great person. But then he ran brilliant ads where he's like, your candidate for mayor once set a family on fire. He once buried a man alive. Like, all the stuff he did in WWE. It was very funny. And, yeah. But I'm just pumped for that. That's coming up this Sunday, along with Auburn in the Final Four on Saturday. And WrestleMania weekend's always fun.
Get to my Facebook page, make a prediction, and get in on this. 316. I want to make a quick note. I saw John Cato from JNS at El Jalisco. Stopped by there to pick up dinner on Friday. And he and his lady were there. And For those of you who have called J&S Professional Landscaping, I need to add something to the message that I neglected to do. If you're calling because you're interested in him doing an estimate for your property, whether it's business, commercial, residential, whatever the case, it's not likely he's going to answer the phone, but you need to leave a message. Just leave your message and number, and he will get back to you. Because J&S, while they do deliver a major league result, he doesn't have budget for an office and all of that. So please leave a message and let him know what you're interested in. He'll get right back to you at the earliest possible time. So I promised him I would clarify that today, and I just did. At 3:17, what's the big...
Creepy Joe,
you know what? This is not political hatchery coming from the Republicans. This is the Democrats that are doing him in.
Well, I haven't read that second headline in red.
Second woman speaks.
I know about Flores from Nevada.
Yeah.
But,
a Connecticut woman says Joe Biden touched her inappropriately and rubbed noses with her. That's called an Eskimo kiss in my handbook. During a 2009 political fundraiser in Greenwich when he was vice president, drawing further scrutiny to the Democrat and his history of unwanted contact with women as he ponders a presidential run. They don't want you, Joe. Your party does not want you. And it's not just because you're old. You got to be with the occasional Cortex crowd now. And that's great, because Trump will devour whoever it is that runs Beat Off or any of the... It's the biggest clown show in history. Butt Grab, all these guys.
Oh, Butt Grab? Butt Grieg.
Butt Grieg? That sounds like a German war move.
Mm-hmm. In the rear, gents.
So this doesn't, alarm me. He is creepy, but... It ain't coming from the Republicans, pal. The Republicans would love to have you run. If you're smart, you'll run them so he can lose, and then maybe you'll have a shot in 2024, although I doubt it.
I'm thinking about even folks, women I've been intimate with, and unless somebody's, like, resting in the, crook of my shoulder.
Yeah.
I've never been one to go, like, oh, let me hug you and stick my nose in your hair.
Would you do that to somebody you did know? Like, let's say, and I'm just picking her out because she's a very young, attractive woman. Would you go up to Kristen in promotions?
No.
And no. Stick
Hell
your nose
no.
in her hair?
No.
Or Kelly Cooley? Or
no.
No, of course not. And but he does this routinely with women he doesn't know.
Yeah, like, if I see, say... our promotions director outside of work, I'd give her a hug.
A light hug, right.
That's it.
And that's fine.
Right. It's like you don't smell people's hair. Like, oh, it's just, and I guess you that's not as bad as if you start, grabbing them by the, as Donald Trump said, but.
And Trump, I'm telling you, I got into it with Twitter on somebody.
Oh, Lord, you got in a Twitter fight? Just sending out some mean
because
tweets.
Some obnoxious a-hole had brought up that Trump comment to Billy Bush. And I said, the reason you think this is maybe you've never managed the backstage door at famous rock band, or maybe you yourself have never had any degree of fame or notoriety, but there are women who are very attracted to that.
Yes.
And I stood there and listened as many of these underage girls were yelling, F me first.
Oh, of course.
Except they weren't saying F.
It's called social proof or status.
So... to act like no woman would, that's total garbage. Total garbage. So I just let her have it. Let him have it. I forget whether it was male or female.
Who the hell knows?
Yeah. Get into Twitter wars.
It could have been a they. There are some people who prefer plural pronouns these days, Greg.
Yeah, I saw a headline today about the transgender coup, whatever you want to call it. 3:21, let's salute a company that is one of the best in America when it comes to helping people who have caught the toughest break, and that is loss of mobility. Because you're still living, but suddenly you're, because of a wreck, maybe coming home as a wounded warrior, whatever the circumstances, sometimes it's a botched surgery. Suddenly you're faced with limitations you've never had to experience, and how do you learn to relive your life and acclimate to those kinds of things. Well, Gulf States Mobility assesses those situations, provides equipment that restores as many choices as possible to help in the rehabilitation process so that the greatest degree of normalcy can be reinstalled in that individual's life. Their workshop at 1647 Coosa River Parkway is devoted to that individual, customized approach to people who have lost mobility. They do phenomenal work. And while James Garrett and Tommy Johnson have earned a wall full of awards, I was dumbstruck when I saw how many times those guys have been honored at Gulf States Mobility for what they do. It's not about them. And they told me to make sure that you understand that their goal is to help people live the normalest possible life, that people who have the greatest excuse in the world to have a pity party don't want that. They don't want anybody's pity. They don't want people to feel sorry for them. They just want to do as much for themselves as they can. So please, in appreciation of your own mobility, look them up and like them on Facebook for the great work they do at 514-6590. That's their number, Gulf States Mobility with Tomka. Let's grab this call from Tom since he took the time to care.
Hello?
Hey, Tom. Tom, we're talking.
Okay. Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm sorry. I would like to ask Julie a question. I used to, when a long time ago, me and my son used to go to wrestling a lot, and he went to Pensacola and seen the big man, mm-hmm. you know who that, with long blonde hair, Hulk Hogan, even signed a thing on my son. He broke his arm and signed it. But anyway, do you remember a lot of them that was in, you know, Alabama?
Wrestlers from Alabama?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
I don't know a lot of them. I wasn't around, obviously. I wasn't born until 1988, Tom.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I've heard people mention some names from the old wrestling days here in Montgomery.
Yeah, there are a few.
Yeah. Okay. But there was one of them that was a wrestler, and they've got this thing that's fixing to come on TV that was advertised on TV about the wrestlers. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've seen it, but I was watching, and they're going back in time, and it's a thing on TV, and that's why I was calling you to let you know.
I think I know what you're talking about. It's a new documentary series on Viceland.
A documentary,
It, from the previews I've heard, it's going to be remarkable. That it's actually one of the best ones done. And the first episode's on Macho Man and Miss Elizabeth, like the actual behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah. Oh, Miss Elizabeth was beautiful.
Indeed.
Oh my God! But anyway, I didn't know if you've seen that or anything, but I was just gonna touch base with you to see if you've seen it. But did you ever meet any of them? I met about three of them.
I haven't met any that I would know yet. No.
Really?
No.
Okay, buddy. But anyway, I just wanted to tell you about that. That's gonna come on.
Appreciate it, Tom.
On that channel. All right, y'all have a good one, buddy.
Tom, I'm the only one on the show that's actually met a real major...
Yeah, you were Hulk Hogan's corner man.
That's right. And I become more prouder of that because it gives me cred with you.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Who dis? Hello?
Hello?
Anybody there?
You've called a radio show. You're on the air.
Well, it was nice. Well, it lasted. All right, our first look at the roads at 3:26.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Impress your guests with the best. Formal Outings luxury restroom trailers are the perfect touch for outdoor weddings, receptions, family reunions, or parties. Go in style. Visit formaloutings.com.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic taking a look around the river region. We do have an accident to report for you. It's in Prattville. It's at Highway 82 and Doster Road. So if you're in that area, please be careful. It looks like the repair work is about done on the guardrail at Highway 143 on 65 South. Be careful in that area, but it looks like the traffic's rolling along just fine. Traffic on the boulevard in Montgomery is moving along pretty well. It's stop and go at the traffic lights, but no major problems for you. And if you are headed in or out of town on the 31s, we don't see anything to slow you down this afternoon. Just be careful and watch out for the school train.
traffic. Central Alabama Works presents Career Discovery Expo 2019 on April 4th and 5th, hosted by Trenum State. Over 2,800 8th graders will experience careers firsthand. Brought to you by the Selma and Dallas County Economic Development Authority. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
My favorite holiday is April Fool's Day.
It's on April 1st.
Some people really, really get into April Fool's. They go crazy with it.
Take all the breakfast cereal out of the box, replace it with golf balls.
Well, that's a great April Fool's joke.
April Fool's!
April Fool's!
April Fool's!
We don't get fooled again. No, no!
I'm Jack Bauer. Who the hell are you?
I made a duty.
Does anyone there know I made a duty?
We don't get fooled again.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with an updated market report for real estate in the River Region. Sales for new and existing homes are up for our area. So far this year, sales and demand are up over 12% from the same time last year. The supply of homes is down 9% for 2019 over last year due to the fact that homes are selling faster, not staying on the market as long as they were last year. The buyers in the market now seek homes in stable areas that have been updated, clean, and well-kept. Buyers in this market tend to shy away from as-is properties because of the expense of updating and upgrading the home after the closing. Buyers will pay more, research has shown, if owners repaint, upgrade appliances, professionally stage, and clean the home prior to the time they put them on the market. For an updated market report for your home, all you have to do is call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally, bogoodson@charter.net.
And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean.
An evening with Lyle Lovett and his large band, August 11th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
She's no lady, she's your wife.
The four-time Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Lyle Lovett.
Here I am. Yes, it's me.
Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Lyle Lovett and his large band, presented by Big Spring Entertainment and the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
Computer screen just turned blue, black, network slow, hacked, ransomware. Listen, your business relies on technology. You don't need to know how it works. You just need it to work. Well, Bachelor Technologies has a team of engineers who do know. Bachelor will keep your systems up and running smooth 24/7. System monitoring, backups, maintenance. Go to wearebt.com and learn more. Bachelor Technologies. Learn more at wearebt.com.
Oh, hey, honey.
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The best flute music from the 1800s to today. You're tuned to FLT, The Flute, the number one station for the best flautists in the business. The Flute. And now back to The Flute Commute with Woody Wind.
You said you wanted more flute music on the radio, and we heard you. Hello, everyone. I'm Woody Wind, taking you through the next few hours. Coming up in our commercial-free flute block, flautists Lady Jean Galway, Emmanuel Pahood, and an old favorite from the highfalutin Fresno foursome. But first, let's go to Penelope on the flute phone.
Hi, Woody. I've been waiting since eighth grade band class to hear more flutes on the radio.
Yeah, we get that a lot.
I can't wait to hear more.
Well, you don't have to wait long, Penelope.
FLT.
Here's a flute favorite from the grandfather of flute, Johann Joachim Quantz, only on the brand new FLT,
The Flute.
Once here, you had to drag out all the April Fool's crap. And today is that day. It is 3:33. Did that once. We did a fake to format change from...
Oh, Lord.
I'm Waxy to polkas. But people kind of caught on around 2020.
You just triggered a fantastic memory. We both shared with each other Polish ancestry.
Yes.
And I had the privilege of knowing my great-grandfather, Joseph Skinecki, when he moved down from New Jersey. They moved him down, my grandfather did, from New Jersey to Montgomery to take care of him. He still had his own place, all this stuff, but realized he's going to get older, we need to take care of him. And so I got to know him, go over and see him. And every time, he would keep his candy in his dishwasher, because he didn't want, he's like, why the hell do I need a dishwasher? It's just me, I'll just hand wash it. He was one of those guys.
Okay.
He's a first-generation immigrant from Poland. Came in the early 1900s through Ellis Island. And he would get the candy, like all sorts of different stuff, like Tootsie Rolls and Reese's and stuff, out of the dishwasher. But we had to dance polka with him to get candy. So he'd put on, like, old-school polka music and just kind of stand and clap. And it's just hilarious music.
I never used to, you know, every wedding I went to in the late 60s, early 70s, and they were great because at Polish weddings, the bartenders would give you booze. They give you 15. In Polish, that's 7 and 7. It was a joke. Nobody got pissed off. So, and then, of course, it was, hey, Donna, you know, polka. And I never really figured out how to do the step. All I would do was go in a circle, kind of jumping up and down to the side. Sort of awkward, you know, but God, everybody had a great time.
Do you remember any Polish terms?
Dupa.
Dupa?
Dupa.
What does that mean?
But nice dupa. So you could say that.
Dziękuję. Thank you, I believe.
And a lot of foods like kapusta.
And I believe my great grandfather, when he was even like at the, like a caretaker home or even at the ICU near the end of life, he was still telling the nurses that day, Domnie Bozie, give me a kiss.
Jeez. See, that's why you got to feel for old Joe, because unfortunately that urge doesn't go away. It's just, you got to figure out age-appropriate ways to channel that. Sure. Somebody that, but I would feel like such a fool, you know.
Well, and
I don't know who guys who do that, I think, are just asking for heartbreak.
Yeah,
because at some point she's gonna say it's gonna hit her. Maybe at first she's overwhelmed because you can provide things that nobody else can, and you can do this and do that. But at some point, she's going to say, Jesus, I'm sleeping with my grandfather here. Like Mick Jagger, I'm sure. We know stories. Some of them are still dating women that are 40 years younger. But
by the way, Mick Jagger went for valve replacement surgery. Exclusive on the Drudge Report.
Yes.
95% chance of success. They said he's in fantastic shape for a guy who's 75.
Well, yeah, as activist he is. But you got to remember, too, those guys party.
Oh, yeah.
And how do you understand, like, you had guys, young guys, like Heath Ledger, who cacked very early.
I think that was a mix of prescription stuff that he didn't realize. I don't think that was intentional.
Oftentimes, ODs aren't.
Right.
But you're making decisions in an impaired state.
Right.
And only a pharmacist or a doctor would know the level of danger you're putting yourself
in. And when you're rich and famous, you have a lot of yes men and yes doctors who will give you stuff. They don't know what you're mixing, these sort of things.
Now, that'd be in a moment of clear honesty here. I've had no urges to do it.
Right.
But I knew when I stopped Coke in 86, May 10, 1985 was the last time I even saw a flake of it. It's amazing when you eliminate the people that you party with.
Right, right.
How amazing it goes away. Mm-hmm. I remember my rehab was very highly publicized, and a day or two after I got home, and I was still adjusting to life in the real world. It's very different when you're away for 6 weeks in that environment and you come back. My dealer called and says, this whole thing about you getting sober serious? I said, yeah, it has to be. And she said, oh, okay. Well, I just wanted to be sure. And that was the last time I ever heard from her. But today, you know, you'll hear a story, somebody did coke or whatever, got busted with it. And today, it would terrify me because when you're older, that stuff can just kick your heart out.
Oh, right.
In an instant. And some young people who died from cocaine ingestion didn't understand that it doesn't take years of abuse. I mean, I'm just
too much at once, too much upper.
Yep. And
makes your heart go nuts.
That basketball player Len Bias, I think, was drafted by the NBA number one or number two and died of a coke overdose before he ever played a professional game.
Yeah.
His heart is large man and somewhat disproportionate, if I'm not mistaken, the muscle that held his heart in place gave out. That's where it attacks.
Ooh.
And so it doesn't even have to be a large amount. Some people just can't handle any. But, that, you know, of course I know all the other stuff. It would be an insane thing to go back to it, but my fear today is different than it would be 30 years ago.
Well, and what's usually a trap, and this is counter some of the propaganda against drugs, but a lot of very successful, intelligent people use drugs for whatever reason. But their trap is, because they're intelligent, I'm not saying wise, they're not making wise decisions. Because they're intelligent, they think they're on top of it. I know the amount I need, and blah, 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 blah. And they manage, and then they make a mistake. And
you know,
they end up dead if, you know.
Let me tell you what happened. I was in rehab maybe 5 or 6 days, probably just to the point where my head was clearing up. And I was feeling really good physically. And we had an outside session in between classes and therapy and all that stuff. And I met my counselor that day. His name was Gus. And Gus was phenomenal. He was a recovered person himself, but he really put his energy into fitness, and he was like a Greek god. I mean, he just...
Yeah, I'm working on it.
And, you know, he knew what my story was, so he said, you got to forget all this star BS. And I said, well, you know, I always thought to think in these and come up with these ideas that I have to be in this altered state. And he says, no. He says, you've been living in a fog. He says, think about what you might be able to do if you lift the fog. And I could never argue that. There was no argument to be made against that, which is what people who do drugs do. They rationalize and rationalize and rationalize. And not only that, Joey, but I made a move Saturday. I finally got over to Montgomery Multisport.
Yeah.
At Pepper Tree and Steinhauer's. Andy and Karen, great people. I use them. Those of you who request that bit where I'm complaining about my foot and they tell me to suck it up, it was after that I first went over there. They have this machine that does a digital image of your feet, so they know where pressure points are and all that. And they did custom inserts for me back then and solved the problem. And I didn't realize they were listeners, so I went over there Saturday because I want to start walking again. I want to start doing things.
Yeah.
I'm tired of all this crap slowing me down, so tomorrow you're going to see me in the coolest pair of sneakers. And I have, they now have flip-flops that are built like shoes.
Sure.
They give you the open-air comfort, but they... And they're called UFOs.
And they stay on your foot secure. They're yes. snug.
Yes. But when you're on them, you can rock on them. Because the because the support is, you know, in the arch and not like... Because otherwise, flip-flops are like rubber flooring that you attach to your feet. There's no cushion for the push-up.
I should get you to do some DDPY with me. There's stuff that you could do.
Is that a yogurt?
It's a type of yoga, yes.
Yogurt, not yoga.
Oh, yogurt. No, it's not yogurt.
Let's have a Johnny Walker.
What's going on, Mr. Boudel?
Hey, how are you?
Good, sir. You well?
Yeah.
He's doing
well. One of them days.
Let him lie to you. He's doing well, Johnny.
I'm doing fine. How are you? Enough about me. How are you?
I can't complain. It wouldn't do any good. I got a statement, and then I got a couple questions.
Yes, sir.
I moved out of Montgomery. I heard you talking the other day about the housing market. Yeah. I moved out of Dalarata about 2 years ago, year and a half, 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Lost about $35,000, $38,000.
That's what I'm looking at.
And didn't live there but less than 10 years. It just makes me just sick in my stomach, you know, when I sold that house. But
of course,
it was a nice house and all that. It's not the house.
It's how are the schools and what's the crime rate in the neighborhood and all that kind of stuff matters too.
And I think a lot of it's got to do with Section 8. I mean, a lot of people don't want to hear that, but it does.
You
know, you got neighbors, you got people moving in that are renting houses that don't care about anything.
I understand that. You're giving away, I understand that's another great liberal, well-intended program that creates more problems than it solves. You got to give people a chance to earn a living that'll allow them to, because you're right, people that don't, if it's given to you, what's the incentive in taking care of it? What feeling of protection do you have that motivates you to you know?
I mean, all you can do is move out of that one and move into another one if you mess that one up. So.
And they will, too. It's funny. If you are a rent-paying person, you got to prove yourself to a landlord. But with Section 8, I think they have to take you.
Oh, yeah, they have to.
But that's really not the problem with the house I'm renting. That neighborhood's still very nice. It's a citywide issue.
Yeah, I know it's citywide, but I mean, there's little things here and there that are, you know, it's not one big thing. It's a lot of small things, I believe.
Well, that's still got to be tough to digest. Hey, I bought it at this price and I had to sell it this. That can't be easy. I appreciate the call.
Yeah, one quick question. Who do you advertise for that sells used cars? I can't remember that.
That's Jack Ingram, Signature.
Okay.
And, Tip Thames is the guy you want to see over there. We just traded in two and got two more.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Please check them out. And when you do, if you buy from me, let me know because I love hearing those stories. Jana.
Hi there.
Hi.
I'm a longtime listener, and I would be a longtime caller, but every time I try to, I just give up. So, yay, I didn't give up today.
Yay.
I just have a few things to share, and one thing is about Ambien and Heath Ledger. He overdosed on Ambien. Now, a few years ago, I was prescribed Ambien because I hadn't been sleeping, and I did not know. I mean, of course, you read all the side effects, right? I mean, good Lord, you just get kind of tired of that, and you think, well, okay, my doctor wouldn't prescribe it if they thought that was a possibility, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I took it, and... at first, it was great. I mean, I slept great and everything. They tell you not to take it so you can bed, blah, blah. So, but I started sleepwalking, okay? And then I started, I had done that as a child, but never as an adult. I sleep drove, okay? And what happened is I thought I had taken my Ambien, but I was getting up and eating, like, pies and stuff, and I took more Ambien. and I didn't even know I was driving. My husband found me, thank goodness.
Oh, man.
But I drove a long way, and I had no memory of it. And I was in my pajamas, and I didn't have it on any underwear. Don't tell anybody, okay? Anyway, so that was interesting. So I just wanted to let you know that. And then the other thing is my dad died at 40 of an aneurysm, aortic aneurysm. Mm. And then my brother died at 60 of the same thing. We got genetically tested, and all three of my brothers have it, but the two girls don't. And then I did some research, and some of my uncle's children, the males, have died very early, and that's what it was. Mm. It's very easy to find out if you have one, but I tell every male I know just about if I like them a lot, and I love you, to get checked for that. Because, honestly, it's something that's easy to fix, but once it goes, you're dead right then, right there. And last but not least, 4 years ago, I bought a Fitbit. I lost 35 pounds, and I have not put it back on. I'm really healthy. I just turned 60, and you wouldn't know it, okay, because I can keep up with the best of them. And I walk about 20 to 30,000 steps a day, and, honey, it works. So get you a Versa and walk with me, okay?
I have the shoes I have. I tried on like six different pair, and these are shoes that I'm really excited about getting back into a routine now. In fact, I already have
a
path set up that I'm going to do, and I'm going to build up to it like I usually do. And because I'm tired of sitting in here and whining about, I've got this, I got a sore ear, I got a, you know, my ass hurts. I'm just tired of that.
Hey. I know, exactly. And you know what? I lost 35 pounds. And then, you know, I have a bad back and all this stuff. But when I started with one push-up, now I do like 10 push-ups all through the day when I think about it. And I walk, and that's all I do. And I'm very, very healthy. So I'm excited to follow your journey to see you get better and leaner and meaner. But I don't know if we can stand you if you get much better.
Well, I appreciate the call and the encouragement. Stay in touch with me.
I will. And you take good care, and I really enjoy your show.
Thank you so much.
And I'm also I want a mega hat. Where can I get one? Do you know?
You know what? I have an extra one.
You do?
Yeah, hang on.
Can I buy it from you?
I'll give it to you. Hang on. I'm going to put you in touch with Joey, and we'll figure out a way to do it. Give him an email address.
I live in Prattville, so will you autograph it for me?
Of course.
Okay, thank you.
Hang on.
Thank you.
I'll get her information.
Yeah, appreciate that. Cool. We were just talking about housing. This is a good time to buy. A, it's likely that the Fed's going to cut rates, so they could be coming down because we're fighting a global slowdown. Our economy is actually going too good for its own good in an odd sort of way. We've talked about that with Brandt. While the rest of the world is muddling along, you know, and these are all socialist economies that are dragging us down. We have exploded in the Trumpian era. The market was up 300 points. It's way over 26 again, the Dow. Remember, it dropped below 22 back in December. So there are good values to be had no matter where you want to live in the Tri-County area. And Morris Capuano and Renaissance Bank partner up to get you into that home. And if you've never bought before, my daughter just went through this, and she did great. She closed. She's going to have her own place. And I'm so excited for her. And then she's going to discover how life works with the first mortgage deduction and how important that. I've been telling her that for a long time. But honestly, the real estate in Florida is so vulgarly priced that it took time to find a place that was in good shape, really nice, met her needs, and was a wise purchase. So, but she's really excited. And she's no longer a slave to the rent issue. And that's what you want. You want to know that when you make that payment every month, that you're getting the benefit of first mortgage deduction. Now, if you're worried about low down payment or maybe there's a scorched market too in your credit, Morris can help you with that. He has led so many people to the promised land. And it's local and it's personal. And when you're making a big move like that, buying a home, you want somebody who is exactly that, local, personal, warm and friendly. Morris Capuano with Renaissance Bank. 409-9300 is the number to reach out, 409-9300, especially urge those of you on the younger end who have not purchased yet to make that move, to look into it. There's some unbelievable real estate values here in the area. Their NMLS number is 402-669. Again, Morris directly at 409-9300.
From Alabama. Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police say a woman was shot over the weekend. Police tell us the shooting happened at the Patterson Court public housing development. The woman's injuries are not life-threatening and no arrests have been made. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Troy police have charged a man with first-degree rape. Richard Davidson is accused of raping a 20-year-old woman at a home in the 100 block of Nat Avenue. Several pieces of evidence were sent to the Alabama Department of Forensics to be examined. Davidson is in the Pike County Jail on a $25,000 bond. And the Auburn Tigers are headed to the Final Four for the first time in school history. Auburn defeated Kentucky 77-71 in overtime on Sunday. The Tigers will face Virginia on Saturday. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Palake. Where is Palake at?
Right here.
As we head closer to the 4 o'clock hour, Montgomery Skywatch traffic is looking around the river region and everything is rolling pretty well. We do have a large crowd of cars on the boulevard and it's real busy, especially around the Troy Highway, also up in I-85. If you're on the Atlanta Highway, that's another busy spot, especially between Eastdale Mall and Taylor Road. And of course, Taylor Road is busy this afternoon all the way from the Atlanta Highway up to Vaughan Road. The interstates are up at a speed limit ride. We don't have any problems for you there. Just be careful and look out for the other traffic. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, and crossovers at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and more are on the way. They've got to go, and that means you save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
No matter your circumstance, you should call Stewart Vance at 333-333-333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Coming up in the next hour, we have not redeemed the Baumhauer's winning word. That's likely to happen fairly soon. And Chris Rock, who hosted the NAACP Image Awards, and everything you need to know about that goes up in smoke when you realize they were going to nominate Jussie Smollett, who apparently has privilege. Where a little call from the Obamas and a few the police have demanded the resignation of the state's attorney there. Anyway, Chris Rock was told not to make jokes about Jussie Smollett, and he did it. And even though at times he reminds me of listening to a screeching parrot, you got to give him credit for standing up to the politically correct bully system and going after a guy who did a horrible thing, in my opinion. Did anybody get killed? No. But it didn't exactly, well, they don't care. They just don't care how things get affected by their crap. So we're going to play the Chris Rock clip. Next hour, right now. We're running a little behind this hour, I'd say there, Joey.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a cool forecast for the next few nights. Definitely jacket weather. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Scattered showers, especially late tonight. The overnight low temperature drops to about 44. Tomorrow, cloudy early. Then it becomes mostly sunny with a high in the upper 60s. Down to 43 tomorrow night. We'll be back in the middle 70s Wednesday. The pick of the litter. Best day of the week. And then scattered showers and thunderstorms returning on Thursday. The pollen count very high for now. And then medium to high tomorrow. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Why have I started saving for a rainy day? So that my future self doesn't have to stress about getting a flat tire. Paying for a replacement won't be the end of the world because I've turned small monthly savings into something significant.
Pay yourself first with Navy Federal Savings Products. Set up monthly automatic transfers from checking to savings and earn up to 6 times the national average savings rate. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Visit NavyFederal.org. Open to the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Rates compared to national rates for deposits as reported by the FDIC on March 4th, 2019 for similar products. Insured by NCUA.
And now, the worst commercial ever.
I'm Jake.
And I'm Jack. We're the Plow Guys.
How do we keep your driveways clean?
With commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive.
They help with a customized insurance plan that keeps our
business on the road.
And that's news worth shouting out loud simultaneously.
Enthusiastic yelling at the same time.
Yeah!
Terrible. Whereas commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive is anything but. Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to quote today. Insurance provided in service by Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. It's affiliated in third-party insurers.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar. We're right down here on this beautiful ever-flowing Alabama River at the Montgomery Marina. We got a lot going on. If you get down here, you'll see construction's going on. We're putting in an RV resort. That's right, we're going to have a campground for you. We got boats for rent down here. That's right, you can get down here and rent you a pontoon boat. All you need is a driver's license and a credit card. We can fix you up with everything else. And we got good food. The Capital Oyster Bar's been around a long time cooking good food. I got a great staff back there on the grill, cooking up steaks, amberjack, any kind of fish. They're catching in the Gulf. Got the man on the fryer over there frying up them shrimp, oysters, scallops. I know that's some good eating. And every Sunday at 5 o'clock, we're going to bring you some fine entertainment. We'll catch these bands touring through this part of the world. And this week, John Del Toro Richardson's back. Yeah, we've had him for a couple of years now. Back in 2017, he won the Blues Music Award as the best new emerging artist. And now he'll be down here Sunday at 5. Y'all check it out, CapitalOysterBar.com, Facebook page. And get down here soon and come on down here hungry.
Why have I started saving for a rainy day? So that my future self doesn't have to stress about getting a flat tire. Paying for a replacement won't be the end of the world because I've turned small monthly savings into something significant.
Pay yourself first with Navy Federal Savings Products. Set up monthly automatic transfers from checking to savings and earn up to 6 times the national average savings rate. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Visit NavyFederal.org. Open to the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Rates compared to national rates for deposits as reported by the FDIC on March 4th, 2019 for similar products. Insured by NCUA.
And now, the worst commercial ever.
I'm Jake.
And I'm Jack. We're the Plow Guys.
How do we keep your driveways clean?
With commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive.
They helped with a customized insurance plan that keeps our
business on the road.
And that's news worth shouting out loud simultaneously.
Enthusiastic yelling at the same time.
Yeah!
Terrible. Whereas commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive is anything but. Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to quote today. Insurance provided and serviced by Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. It's affiliated in third-party insurers. Mr.
Sandman. Spring is here, my favorite time of the year. Except there's no football, it's still too cold to swim, pollen. Okay, maybe it's not my favorite season, but it is a great time to buy a new mattress. My new lineups are coming in with introductory sale prices on products you won't see anywhere else in this area. Memory foams, latex, hybrids, and plain old mattresses are in stock. We still have many nice closeouts and floor samples at crazy low prices, including some Serta, Jameson, and Restonic sets. We also have a number of adjustable base floor samples discounted. A large selection of headboards and beds are on sale. Come to the store that actually tells you the price, not the payment for 5, 6, or 8 years. We have no interest financing with approved credit, but we have many nice mattress sets you can afford to pay for. Thick queen mats from $249, kings from $299. King adjustable bases from $299 while supplies last. Queen mattresses start at only $99. We're open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday, with a huge inventory on hand on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook, across from the Dollar General, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
One of the oldest, largest, and most popular arts and crafts fairs in the South, April 13th and 14th, the 48th Annual Calico Fort. Lots of handmade items, folk art, weavers, and many other arts and crafts exhibits. 2 days of entertainment for everyone.